Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cub Chat Live. We've got an extremely timely topic today as we are talking about Scout Sunday, Scout Shabbat, and Scout Juma. And then at the end, too, we're going to talk a little bit about the family and reverence required adventures in each Cub Scout rank. And we are joined by best friend of the show, Cub Chat Mike. Cub Chat Mike, welcome.
Hi, Gina. How are you? It's so wonderful, wonderful to be here with you today. And you're right. What a timely topic. We're talking about the Scout Sunday and all of the face, and I am excited to participate today.
Yeah, this is a really fun one, and you know, just in the beginning of the year, sometimes this sneaks up, I think, on leaders, but a lot of folks are going to be celebrating Scout Sunday just this coming weekend, right?
That's right. That's right. Scout Sunday. For many faiths is this particular Sunday, and so we are off and running with our duty to reverence in this month.
Very, very cool. Let us know if you are watching when you celebrate Scout Sunday, Scout Shabbat, or Scout Juma, or maybe your council, you know, recognizes all three. Let us know all about them. We talk a lot about Scout Sunday, and we will today, but hey, we would love to talk about Shabbat and Juma as well. So please comment along with us. Now, without much further ado, you're a real volunteer. You really work with a unit, with units, and so this is actually affecting you too, right? You're part of this.
Well, you're right, Gina. I'm going to talk today a little bit about what our council does, and then I'm going to talk about what our unit does. Actually, my topic today and my presentation is divided into five parts. Number one, what is Scout Sunday? And number two, when is Scout Sunday? It may not be as easy as you might think in pinning down the date. Then I'm going to talk about what councils usually do for Scout Sunday and what my council, the Grand Canyon Council here in Phoenix, Arizona, is going to do. Then I'm going to talk about what your pack, individual packs, could do to observe and celebrate Scout Sunday. And I'm going to talk about what my particular pack is doing and my role in Scout Sunday this coming Sunday. Then you're right. I'm going to talk a little bit about the family and reverence required adventures for each Cub Scout rank. Now, Aaron and Tamara Christensen did an entire Cub Scout chat on this subject on December 6th. I've had a chance to watch that three times. It's worth going back and looking at. And then finally, I'm going to talk a little briefly about religious awards available to Cub Scouts and adults. So that's the presentation today.
Very good. We're going to take a look at this from many different angles. I'm going to drop a link in the chat wherever you're watching right now. You'll see this, but it's an Aaron on Scouting story on when is Scout Sunday. So that can provide you some clarification after today's show if you're wanting to share this with anybody. But let's talk to Cub Chat Mike. Cub Chat Mike, okay. What is Scout Sunday?
Well, that's the first topic I have. What is Scout Sunday? And the answer is that it is one day each year, often on a Sunday, where we as Scouters acknowledge and celebrate the basic tenet upon which Scouting was founded, our duty to God. Being reverent is a year-round part of Scout life, and of course, it's the 12th point of the Scout Law. Now, all faiths celebrate Scout Sunday. And as you mentioned just a moment ago, there are Scout Sundays for Christian faiths, the Scout Sabbath for persons of the Jewish faith, and there is the Scout Juma for persons of the Islamic faith. But the bottom line is Scout Sunday is the date where our faith communities can recognize and celebrate the contributions of young people and adults to Scouting. Now, one question, and it may not be as easy as you think, is when is Scout Sunday? Now, to start with, February 8 is the anniversary of Scouting in the United States. Scout Sunday is the Sunday that falls before the February 8 Scout birthday. And this year, it's February 2, of course, for the Christian faith. For the Jewish faith, we're talking Friday and Saturday, February 7 and 8. And I believe for the Islamic faith, it's Friday, September 7. So really, it's going to be almost any date in February that works for a unit and a faith and a congregation. But there are more dates that can confuse you and will confuse you. First of all, the Worldwide Scouting Association celebrates the birth of Scouting, Founders Day, as February 22, which is the birthday of Robert Baden Powell. Mm. And you may remember the famous story, W.D. Boyce was an American newspaper man in London in 1908, 1909. And during a foggy night, a scout gave Mr. Du Bois guidance to where he was going. The lore is that Mr. Boyce offered to tip the scout at the end of his help. The scout refused, saying he was just doing his duty as a scout. And Mr. Boyce was so impressed that when he returned to America in 1909, February 8, 1909 to be exact, he incorporated the Boy Scouts of America. And so that's the date that we in America use as our particular birthday. But there are lots of dates in February that you can see where different things are going on.
Yeah, that's a good point. So let's say this is news to you, and maybe you're new with your charter organization, what have you. There may be various reasons why you didn't know about Scout Sunday until you were watching this video. Just because you don't have something planned for this coming weekend doesn't mean you couldn't work with your local churches. We'll talk a little bit more about what this looks like when we're looking at a religious institution. But you have time through February. A lot of units and councils do things throughout the month of February related to Scout Sunday, right?
And that's right. And what I wanted to do now is talk a little bit about what councils often do to observe Scout Sundays. And my council, I think, the Grand Canyon Council here in Phoenix, Arizona, is probably pretty typical. So here's what we do as a council. First, we communicate to all the units in the council that we're celebrating Scout Sunday on February 2nd. Each year, it's a different location. Obviously, it's a different date each year. And this year, the local Church of Christ is going to host the event. And we've invited all of the faiths. They're supposed to wear their Class A uniform. And all faiths are encouraged to take part in the service. One, they could share a special verse from a favorite text. They could share a thought or reflection on how God has been part of their lives or that of their families. They can lead a prayer. They can tell an inspirational story, share a favorite tradition of their faith. And then finally, our council at the end of this service is going to recognize all of the scouts that have earned a religious emblem. And then we're going to close by celebrating the 115th anniversary of Scouting America. So that's what our council's doing.
Okay, that's very insightful because I've honestly never even considered that at the council level, there could, you know, you could have a religious institution identified and celebrate in that way. So that is really, really interesting. Honestly, my mind goes to what do units do? So,
well, and that's where I'm going next.
Yes. So thank you all. Thank you for recognizing that the councils do things as well. But yeah, let's talk about units.
Okay. So my next topic, topic number three, is how might your unit celebrate and observe Scout Sunday? So the way I'm going to start with this is I'm going to tell you how my local Methodist church is going to celebrate Scout Sunday. First of all, we've invited Cub Scouts, Scouts BSA, Girl Scouts, Brownies, all these youth organizations to come and observe all at the same side, all of the same at the same time. Scouts are going to gather, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, whoever is there is going to gather at the back of the church in their class uniforms and be the greeters as parishioners arrive. Good morning, here's your program. They're going to be able to just greet everyone in their uniform and sort of show the colors, if you will. We'll have a display of Scout patches and items. And actually, I'm going to be surprised if my grandson doesn't show up with his trophy from our recent Pack Pinewood Derby. He won an award just last week. He is so proud. I suspect he's going to bring it for the display.
Then what happens
is the pastor usually asks at the beginning of the service for all current scouts to stand, and then all current leaders, and then all folks who have been leaders in the past or have had a relationship with scouting. And at the end of that little discussion, almost everyone in the congregation is standing because all of us have had scouting touch our lives in some ways over many, many years. But also in our service, an adult scout in uniform will be the liturgist. The first Sunday of the month is communion in our little Methodist church. Two adult scouts, one with a Girl Scout in uniform, one with a Cub Scout in uniform, will offer communion. And all scouts and families are invited to a church picnic at the end of the service. Now, this is a good time, if Brian is there, to put the patch up on the screen, because we have got three patches, at least three patches, to recognize Scout Sunday. And here are our two. Yeah, here are all three of them. The one I purchased from our local scout shop is the one in the middle, and I have a whole bunch of them. And what I'm going to do is make sure every scout, whether it's a Girl Scout, Brownie, Cub Scout, and the volunteers, all of them are going to get that patch. But there are pictures of all three of the patches for Scout Sunday.
Yeah, they're really cool. It's cool we get, you know, a new emblem each year for these. And, you know, highlighting what your unit does at the Methodist Church is really cool. It probably looks different for lots of our viewers. Let us know, how do you participate in Scout Sunday? What does that look like? Also, again, if you were watching this and you didn't know Scout Sunday existed until now, it can be as simple as encouraging your scouts, say, hey, we're all going to this service and we're wearing our uniforms. It could be that simple. But I think, you know, a lot of religious services, they always need volunteers week to week. They're scrambling to figure out who's going to bring up the gifts, who's going to take, you know, who's going to give communion, who's going to pass around collections. You know, this would be a great chance to volunteer for some of your scouts in uniform to take on those roles, just like you described, Cub Chat Mike.
Well, and Gina, you are a perfect lead into my next subject, because what I just talked about was what our particular church is going to be doing on Scout Sunday. But what I also want to talk about is what your particular pack or other ways that scouts might participate in Scout Sunday. So, for example, you might have a pancake breakfast. The troop that meets, our Scout BSA troop that meets in our little Methodist church almost always hosts a pancake breakfast. Creating scout displays is always a good idea. I'm going to bring in a big board of all of my World Jamboree patches in Thailand, and that will be part of the display, probably along with my Cub Scout grandson's Pinewood Derby trophy. In some churches, the unit gives a report on that unit during the service. Color guards could bring in flags or do part of an opening ceremony in the service. Scout could lead a prayer. Perhaps somewhere in the service, a scout could recite the scout oath or law, create a video of scouts in action, present a religious award or emblem. That would be a good time to present a religious award here at Scout Sunday during the church service. I know that when I received my Distinguished Eagle Award, it was done right in the church. And this was a little surprise, but when I received the my Silver Buffalo Award, the pastor called me out of the choir up to the front of the church and had me explain to everyone what the Silver Buffalo was. So it's not uncommon for the church and for the scout units to be involved with each other and to participate in services.
And to clarify, that would have been a recent event, right? So even, you know, as an adult leader, you're getting recognized in your church. That's awesome.
Yeah, here I was sitting, I'm singing the choir, sitting with the choir. And he said, Mike, come on up here. It totally embarrassed me. Luckily, I caught myself and was able to explain a little bit about the scouting program and the ward. And it was just wonderful. But what this really illustrates is that the list is endless for ways that that churches, either on Scout Sunday or otherwise, can be involved in the scouting program. The 12th point of the scout law, a scout is reverent.
Yeah, I think that this is fantastic in that, you know, the goal is not necessarily recruiting, but it's relationship building. There's opportunities to, you know, offer to do a service project for your church as part of this.
Yep.
I know we'll get more into this, but I just think it's important to highlight, not only are you showing, hey, there are Scouts in this community. There are Scouts in this church community. You can see us all right now, but you're also demonstrating these Scouts are reverent. They have a duty of God, duty to God. And we really mean that because look at them, they're here. So it's kind of twofold, I think.
Absolutely right. And Scout Sunday is a good time for us to focus and think about the family and reverence requirement adventures needed to earn each Cub Scout rank. Now, remember, again, Aaron and Tamara on December 6th did a whole Cub Chat Live on those required adventures. But I'd like to make a couple of points. First of all, the adventure is, of course, age appropriate with each one of our various ranks. But all ranks have a with your family, attend a religious service. Scout Sunday would certainly qualify for that. You almost have your adventure completely earned just by attending Scout Sunday. Then, looking at the various ranks, starting with the Lion rank, the kindergartners, they're supposed to attend a service, talk about their faith traditions with their family, and then, as little kindergartners, they make a greeting card or a drawing for someone that they care about and give that that card or little note to them. Moving up from the Lions to the Tigers do the same thing. They're in first grade, but they do the same thing. And then they carry out an act of kindness, maybe pulling weeds in a neighbor's garden or giving a sibling a compliment. I don't know about that one. Giving siblings... If
that's
you're a fourth
big.
Grader, giving your sibling a compliment may not be the easiest thing for you to do, but that would be a nice way to show kindness. Now, in the wolf requirement, same thing as the two requirements, but they would like the scout to listen to or read Aesop's fable, The Boy Who Cried Wolf. Because at that point with their family or den, they can discuss why being truthful is so very, very important. Then moving to the Bears, the next age, a little bit older, the Scouts are a little bit older. They do the same thing that the other ranks do, but they identify a religion or faith that's different, and then they compare two things that are common with that different faith and with their faith. And then when you get to Weeblos, again, we're getting more and more more sophisticated, more age-appropriate. The Weeblos do the same things, but they discuss with their parent or guardian what it means to be reverent and how you practice being reverent in your daily life. Then when you get to the Arrow of Light, you're almost ready to cross over to Scouts BSA. You do all of those things, but now you show some real maturity. You meet with a representative of a faith-based or based organization in your community that provides services to people of all faith and identify who they are helping and how. And then with your family, parent or guardian, you discuss what duty of God means to you. So those family and reverence required adventures grow with the age of the scout in terms of more sophistication and more focusing on the individual scout's religious faith. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really cool as always to see how, you know, as the ranks advance, so does the requirement gets a little bit more intricate, involves a little bit more thought, and it's just very age appropriate, which is cool. Shout out to Pack 84. Shout out to Pack 464. Also, shout out to Wilfredo, who's becoming a regular viewer. Thanks for tuning in all the way from the Philippines. He's with Boy Scouts of the Philippines. Very cool. We've got a couple comments and questions here. Kim says they're super excited for their Scout Sunday, which is tomorrow. If you're a leader, this is your reminder to remind your parents and your scouts that Scout Sunday is coming up so that they know to, you know, be their Sunday. They may be forgetting right now. Andrea has a great question. What about packs that are not chartered by a religious organization or a church? That's a lot of our units that still participate in Scout Sunday. What do you say there, Cub Chat Mike?
Well, of course. Many religious organizations are charter partners for Scout units, but many Scout units are chartered by parent-teacher organizations, veterans associations. So any unit, regardless of where it's chartered, can celebrate and acknowledge Scout Sunday. And it might be a good idea to check with local communities to see, are they celebrating Scout Sunday? What Sunday have they picked that works for them? And attend that service.
Yeah, Justin adds this comment. You can either encourage your scouts to wear uniforms to their own services, or you could partner with an area PAC, with a church charter organization, or just partner with a local church. All really great ideas. Rob says, adds another great perspective. Locally, we also have Scouts Dharma Day for Hindu scouts in the community. Yeah, a lot of our communities have a lot of Hindu scouts. That's a great shout out. I don't know if there's an emblem for that. I'm very curious. But keep those comments coming, especially, you know, I'm just more familiar with Scout Sunday is the truth, just because that's where I go to church. That's what I see. But I am very interested in both Scout Sabbath, Scout Shabbat, and Scout Juma, and, you know, Dharma Day. That's interesting as well.
Sure. And what our little church did was we made contact with scout leaders all throughout our community and told them that they were welcome and told them that what we would be doing, and invited them to come to our church for Scout Sunday service.
It probably depends on your church too, but if you're hosting something like a pancake breakfast afterwards, maybe you have scouts who aren't part of the church. Maybe they don't feel comfortable coming to the service. That doesn't mean they couldn't help volunteer with pancake breakfast, is my guess as
sure.
well. Yeah. Very cool.
Well, Gina, what I'd like to do now for a minute is talk a little bit about religious awards for youth and adults. And this would be the time to put my next slide up, which is actually the God and Me student workbook. Because while we have the family and reverence required adventures, scouts and adults can go further and earn the particular award of their faith. And I went to the scout shop here in our local community recently, and I discovered that they had a whole series of Scout and Me workbooks. And this is the front page of the Scout and Me workbook for those scouts in grades second and third. But there are scout workbooks. There are five different scout books, workbooks, one for kindergartners and first graders, this one for second graders and third graders. There's a scout workbook for fourth and sixth, and then sixth through eight, and then nine through 12. And with the scout workbook comes another workbook for a counselor and another workbook for an adult mentor. So what's happening here is that we have the individual face working with the scouts, preparing specific age-appropriate lessons to be worked on. And if you'll show then the last slide that we have there, the scouts then, after they've worked with their particular in their religion, usually with their church or synagogue, they are then authorized to wear this very, very nice knot on their uniform. And almost all of the faiths also offer a medal of some kind, which is a very, very, very nice way to show the world and specifically your scouting community of your duty to God.
Yeah.
Pretty darn nice, I think.
It really is. And a shout out to Scout Life, because each issue we highlight, you know, one of the religious emblems that various denominations can earn. Rob calls out the Hindu religious emblem is called the Dharma Award. Very, very good there, Rob. Everybody, the comments have been really great. This has been a really fun episode. I'm super excited. We want to see pictures and everything of Scout Sunday, right, Cub Chat Mike?
Well, I'd love that. And so to our audience, to the scouters today, when you're celebrating Scout Sunday, it may be this coming Sunday, it may be a Sunday in the future, we would love to have you send those pictures in, or stories or little examples of what you did to make Scout Sunday really special.
Yeah, so after today's video is live, it will stay up. You can tag folks in this video, but after it's live, I believe you're able to upload pictures here in the comments. We'd love to see those, or send them into our Facebook pages. You can also catch past episodes of Cub Chat Live, scoutingmagazine.org/Cub Chat Live. We talked about the religious elective, you past episode with Tamara and Aaron. Be sure to check that out. Cub Chat Mike, what have we missed?
Well, one thing that we've missed is that the family and reverence adventures are often done, maybe most of the time done, within the family. So the den leader will say to the family, here, this is the family and reverence adventure, and here are the requirements. I read some of them up a few minutes ago. Work on that on your own. But there's really no reason, depending upon the composition of the den, that you couldn't earn that family and reverence adventure in a den setting. And so I would suggest that people consider, well, this might be something that we could do as a den. And then the whole den could attend a scouting Sunday event at a later time.
Yeah,
that's a really beautiful patch.
It is a beautiful patch. Great job, whoever designed our 2025 patch. They are intricate. Yeah, on that point, that's a really good one, because, well, maybe you're thinking church service is something, you know, a scout has to do with their family, maybe. So many of the requirements you read are great den activities, it seems to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this has been a wonderful opportunity to talk about family and reverence and Scout Sunday and the Scout various awards that are connected by the different faiths to the scouting program. So what we've talked about today is, what is Scouting Sunday and when is Scouting Sunday? And you're probably still confused, except you know it's after the Scout birthday here in the United States. We've talked about what councils usually do for Scout Sunday, or often do, and we've talked about what each individual Scout unit or family can do for with their pack for Scout Sunday. We've talked a little bit about the family and reverence required adventures for each Cub Scout rank. We've talked about the religious awards. And it has been a wonderful time to talk about these subjects and spend time with you, Gina.
I totally agree. And not to let the cat out of the bag, Mike, but we know that your time with the Cub Scout Committee is wrapping up. And this may be your last time on as official Cub Scout Committee member. Maybe. I don't know. I hope it's not your last time on the show, but it has been such an honor to get to be on these shows with you. You know, you're a Silver Buffalo winner. Like, it's just incredible that we've gotten to spend so much time and hear so much about you, your family, your grandson, your jokes. And you've shared so many photos with us. And one of the coolest things I think about you is, you know, you're going on to continue to serve a unit. It's not like you're just going to go relax and vacation. You are still working with your grandkids, and just thank you.
Well, Gina, you stole a little bit of what I wanted to say.
I'm sorry.
It has been a wonderful honor to serve on the National Cub Scout Committee and then to have the opportunity to appear from time to time on Cub Chat Live. I have really, really enjoyed it. It has been an honor. And my wife Ruth and I, will continue to be the permanent Lion Den leaders in our pack going for at least the next 3 years. As my grandson transitions through the pack, we will have been with the pack 12 years when our last grandson finally transitions to Scout BSA. It's been a wonderful ride. It's not over yet for us by a long shot.
Oh, how cool. Thank you. Your grandson's Lion Den is much better for it. So gosh, I love hosting with you. They're my favorite episodes, I think. So thank you so much.
And Gina, it's been nice. It's been wonderful. But I do have a little closing that I'd like to share with everybody, because it is Scout Sunday coming up. I'm going to be in my local church with the service, and I am going to offer a prayer, a scouting prayer. And I would like to end this Cub Chat Live session with the prayer that I'm going to give then on Sunday. And I think this prayer may be applicable or usable by scouts of many different faiths. But here's what I want to leave our scouting community with respect to Scout Sunday. And here's my prayer. Holy One, bless the work of scouting in this place and around the world, that through its efforts, our youth may increase in wisdom and in stature and in favor with you and all people. Amen.
Amen.
I think that kind of says it all.
Yeah, beautifully said. However you celebrate, you know, Scout Sunday, Scout Shabbat, Scout Juma, and Dharma Day, which we've learned about, and I'm sure there are others we're forgetting. We wish you good luck. We're thinking of all of you. Thank you so much, Mike. We'll see everybody soon.
Thank you, Gina. We'll see you in the future sometime, I hope.
Yeah.
Bye now. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live. Except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.